Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
That voice you heard was Mark Spears, senior NBA writer for Anscape.com, and he joins us every other Tuesday here on Pop and Lund. Kerry Crowley filling in for John Lund. And Mark, an eventful 48 hours for you after those comments. How are you today?
I'm good, man. I'm glad you guys actually like aired what I said and did it right, some embellishment. So I thank you for that. And basically, I get it, man. It's the Warriors. It's Kevin Durant. It's going to create a firestorm anytime you bring those two names together. But, you know, essentially, basically, I was saying that there have been more than half the league has reached out to the Nets about Kevin Durant, and the Warriors are one of them, you know, and which is a smart thing to do. I mean, you should do, and that doesn't mean anything is imminent. That doesn't mean there's, you know, any trade that they've talked about, but just the fact that, you know, that there would be some interest in there, certainly I'm sure raised some eyebrows here, and whether in excitement or like, nah. But it's a call is a call, and that's what Bob Myers makes all the time. So I think people shouldn't put the cart in front of the horse, but there was a phone call.
Yeah, and I think the important thing is going to be Durant and what he tells Rich Kleiman to do and if he would come back here, and we'll get to that in a minute. But so yeah. Your perspective is the Warriors have interest in trading Kevin Durant for Durant, which is like, duh. I mean, who wouldn't? But to be specific – because they know it was 6 years ago on the 4th of July, you know, the whole Hamptons thing, and the Hamptons Five went there. And I think Steph and Clay would gladly take KD back. Just explain a little bit more about Draymond. And they could do the podcast and you know, yuck it up a little bit. But there was a lot of – that last year he was here was really tension-filled every day. And it happened even before, you know Draymond yelled at him, and they yelled at each other at Staples. That was just a tense situation. And then I think going back the year before in the Western Finals against Houston, Kevin Durant pushed back on Steve Kerr's coaching a little bit. And so you know, Steve's a big guy, and he'll take it all. Specifically, the idea of reacquiring Durant. How do you think Draymond really, truly feels about that? And then maybe more importantly, because he is the coach of this team, and he's obviously involved in roster, you know, construction as much as any coach in sport. Do you think Steve Kerr wants to go down that road again?
Well, in terms of Draymond, again, they did do a podcast together. I know there was some social media tit for tat stuff, but ultimately they want to win. And so I don't foresee there being a problem if something that magical or gets done, right? But I probably think the only major thing is making sure that he and Steve are on the same page. You know, Steve has had success without him. We'll get without KD. The Warriors have had success without KD. But I do think that once you've tasted the championship and you know that, say, a Kyrie could end up being in L.A. and or Kevin could end up potentially being in Phoenix. Like, hey, nothing's guaranteed with those young guys, right? I mean, you're not guaranteed that Poole and Wiseman and Kuminga and Moody and, you know, there's nothing guaranteed on Wiggins that they once the torch is completely passed are going to win a championship, right? But I think the Warriors have gotten to the point now where I wonder if they're starting to have like a Yankees mentality. Like, forget the future. We got a chance to win a championship, two, three, you know, a couple more. And then we'll figure the rest out later. if you could get Durant, I mean, like when they had Durant, they were already championship caliber team, but basically if they were healthy, they were unbeatable. So, I mean, maybe, you know, time heals all wounds. Maybe time passes, made Kevin really appreciate what happened here. And this is a place where I think the Warriors did the right thing by not burning the bridge like the bridge was burnt in Oklahoma City. Like, Lacob did something smart. He said, hey, we're going to retire his jersey one day. You know, Bob Myers kept a positive relationship with him. Steph Curry, who, again, is the most important person in the group, kept a positive relationship with him, and they're cool, you know. So if this were to magically happen, which I don't think anything is imminent anywhere with Kevin Durant, but I think ultimately with each passing day, this is probably something that he would be more and more excited about. The challenge is that I would guess that Wiggins would have to be included in such a deal, and you could only have two players on, you know, rookie max extensions on a team. So whether it's the Warriors, whether it's Phoenix, whether it's Miami, because they have the same issues, I think they're going to have to trade the Nets. They're going to have to trade Ben Simmons in order to accommodate a major move like that for Durant because of the people that have the rookie extensions on each of those rosters.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Mark, knowing what you just said about the rookie extensions, in your mind, what are the two or three most realistic destinations for Kevin Durant if Brooklyn is to trade him? And are the Warriors among that group?
I think the most realistic places is where there's a combination of where he wants to be and where the Nets would get the best value. And that's why if you listen to what I said before, I said, just keep an eye on the Warriors.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's going to happen, but they got the best assets. They don't have the best draft assets, but in terms of young talent, in terms of having an all-star, future all-star, potential players, you know, that's what the Nets are looking for. So if you're getting a group of really talented young players, what do you need draft picks for? They're better than draft picks, right? Like, forget the draft picks. I mean, because those draft picks from the Warriors, if they were to get KD back, they're not going to mean anything. They're going to be in the late 20s, maybe 30, right? So, but that's the thing. Just with each passing day, which each day closer to training camp. And, you know, one NBA executive, and I do believe Kevin would have interest to answer your question. Not that he's told me that, but based on things I've been hearing, one NBA executive cautioned to me that they think that the best chips for him, for Kevin, can change if it takes too long because teams are going to want to move on with their roster for training camp. So perhaps that's something to think about because, like, Kyrie thing is basically on hold because of Kevin, too. So I think there will always be interest in Kevin, but also as time passes, there are going to be teams that are going to have to move on and not be perhaps be able to do a deal tomorrow like they can do today.
You know, when he rocked our world last Thursday on June the 30th and it became public that he asked Josiah for a trade from Brooklyn, we already went through the trade machine. And, Wiggins, Wiseman, and Kuminga actually make $48 million, almost $49 million, and Durant makes, what, $42 million, a little over $42 million. So if you're putting Jordan Poole in the deal, and Jordan's deal's not been extended big time, although you could do that now. Hell, listening to you talk, I love Ben Simmons. I know Ben and Draymond, it'd be hard to have him on the floor together, but he's young.
I would mean that Ben would likely have to
come here.
Another team.
I'd take him with the Warriors, put him in the trade. I'd take Durant and Ben Simmons, throw in Jordan Poole going the other way, and make it a colossal deal. I don't even know if you could do that because Wiggins also had the rookie max designation, so you'd be trading, Ben off.
You trade them for each other.
So that, I mean, if you want to go large, and that's one way because Ben's still a young player. He's a hell of a player. And I think being around Steph and Clay and Durant, he'd be a better shooter. But the bottom line question that I have here is, and I love Kevin Durant. He's one of the most favorite players I've ever seen. He reminds me so much of Bob McAdoo, and I think he's even better. That last year was tough. He was unhappy the whole year. So why did he leave, really? And how can he come back now? What has been solved in his world that he can come back here and embrace the way the Warriors play and play with Steve Kerr and play with joy and ball movement and body movement and all of that? Why did he leave to start?
Yeah.
And why does he want to come back now? Is it just to win more? Why does he want to come back here if he does say to Rich Kleiman, I'll accept going back to the Bay, Mark?
You know, that first question, I don't know that I have a comfortable answer with. There's a lot of different things to speculate as to why. Behind the scenes, I'm sure the Warriors know why. You know, did the fans love him enough when you have somebody that loves so much in Steph, right? The Draymond situation. Oh, well, Bob Myers did something at the parade that didn't hit right. Didn't get along with Steve Kerr. But I think ultimately, while you could speculate all those things, he and Kyrie Irving were, I don't know if they are still now, at the time were extremely close. So it was a package deal. They wanted to play together. And I think that maybe going to the New York market was attractive as well. So to me, there's like too many possible answers to that question. I don't know what the main one was. There's a lot you could probably choose from. But I don't know what exactly would be the correct answer to that. But if he were to come back, like I said, I think, like, he already knows how to play here. He already knows the system. He knows what it's like to live in San Francisco. He knows what it's like to live in Chase. He knows that they will accommodate him. The one thing that is most special, one of the more special things about Stephen Curry, amongst the long list, is that he is extremely humble. Like, he got his MVP and he's good, but ultimately I know Steph wants to win. And the fact that he once said, and I always remember this quote, if Kevin Durant wins an MVP award during the regular season, I'll be right there in the front row cheering for him. That's unselfishness on the top level. Like, he just wants to win. He wants his guys to succeed. And I know they have a great relationship. So, ultimately, if Steph really wants to push for it, if Steph wants to play with Kevin, Kevin wants to come back, like, if Steph really wants it to happen, how do you say no?
shows how rare Steph Curry is among NBA players today and the loyalty he's given the Warriors over 13 years. Mark, I know we're getting deep into hypotheticals here, but if you're the Warriors and you're thinking about this type of a trade, who's the one young player who you really try to hold on to? Is it Wiseman? Is it Kuminga? Is it Jordan Poole? Is it someone else who you really try and keep with this group?
All of them. Right? But the thing is, you got to give up something to get something.
Mm-hmm.
Period. I mean, like, this is Kevin freaking Durant. So, if you're going to get him, you got to give up the farm. That's just how it goes. So, I mean, like, I always laugh at teams and say, well, you know, well, we're not going to try to trade Carl Anthony Towns, and we're not going to trade Anthony Edwards, but you can have everybody else. No! You want Kevin Durant, you got to – Anthony has to be in discussion. Or Kat has to be in the discussion. Like, everybody in the league other than, like, a LeBron, a Steph, has to be in the discussion. Maybe you could keep one guy. And therein lies the problem with trading Kevin Durant is that he wants to be, I'm guessing, on an NBA championship-caliber team. So, yeah, Toronto has the pieces. But what's left? Just him and Fred VanVleet? Like, yeah, Miami has the pieces, but if you have to move Ben somewhere and then you get, like, you have to trade Adebayo, are they still on that level? Like, what level are they on? That's why, to me, like, there's no team. Maybe Phoenix, if they could offer Bridges and, I don't know, Ayton, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what the Phoenix package is. And to be honest, like, the Warriors package I mentioned isn't anything that they've said. It's just it would likely have to include that group. So I saw on Channel 2 they tried to, like, quote me about these are the players. No, those aren't the players. Those are the prospective players. But the Warriors just have the best, I think, group of players that they could give back that include what the Nets want, which is a young all-star, like a future young all-star, future players, like talented young players.
Yeah.
Draft picks, that's not going to happen. But like I said, I mean, a draft pick can't play for you. Like, if you could get that stable from the Warriors, I think both sides are happy.
But you also have to satisfy, you know, a lot of people here. And Josiah, yeah, and Sean Marks – have got to get something, yeah, back. But then Kevin Durant going to the team that's going to trade for him can't gut their roster. So it's not like you're trading,
exactly,
Steph, Clay, Draymond to pull this off. You know, the one guy I would not want to, yeah, give up is Jordan Poole. But, hell, if I get Kevin Durant, yeah, I don't need Jordan Poole as much, and I'll give up the young guy as well. So I hear
you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, Durant's
you
Durant.
Give up something to get something.
Yeah, well, I'd give, yeah, up the young. The young guys have potential. Kevin Durant has – he's it. He's the deal. And when you talk, yeah, about Kyrie, yeah, going to L.A., I shudder with a healthy Anthony Davis and LeBron. And then wherever Durant, yeah, goes, you're going to break into a cold sweat having to deal with that guy. So it's a win-win.
Yeah.
So he doesn't go somewhere,
so
in the
have
conference.
Both them dudes in the Pacific.
Right. Yeah,
you both them dudes in the Pacific Conference. Like, you,
right,
almost – have to call and make the chess move
without question
them from playing against you.
Exactly, absolutely. So the timeline on this, and this is so fascinating, this is the biggest trade the NBA will see since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was traded from Milwaukee to LA. And I know there were sign and trades with Durant and sign and trade with LeBron. It was different. And the, you know, Paul George trade, that was a nice trade. This is Kevin freaking Durant.
No, this is, Pop, to your point, this is history changing.
Without question.
Wherever he goes is going to be history change. So I would like to ask, like, it's funny because I know, man, that young group of players is amazing. But if you don't get Kevin Durant, you don't figure out a way to get him, and he leads Phoenix to a title, or he goes somewhere else, say out east, and Kyrie vaults the Lakers, which – I talked to Darvin Ham the other day, man. He's going to do a fantastic job with that team. I think they got the right coach.
He's the real deal. He's impressive.
Are you going to regret not making that deal later?
Yeah. So
They're trying to put banners up there now, man.
I understand.
They're trying to get talked about like the Lakers and the Celtics, right? I might be wrong, but that's the sense I get.
Yeah, but you're also giving up a little of the Spurs, to, you know, two-decade run by giving up your future. I hear you. But to me, this is such a fascinating trade on so many levels, but it's so difficult to execute. I can't even imagine the offers that Sean Marks is getting. So what is the timeline on this? I mean, is it going to take the entire offseason to sift through all this, and Durant's got to be involved, and just so much has to be worked out? What are we looking at? 2 weeks, 2 months, training camp? How long will it take to do this?
I think only heaven knows that answer. To be honest, man, because the thing is like, you can't, you're Sean Marks, you can't make a mistake here, right? You got to take your time, but you got to also strike, what did Kenny Rogers say? No one to fold them to.
Yeah.
Like, so you could keep pushing, but if you got something great, like, I don't know, man, the Warriors assets, what they got, Bob Myers calls, I ain't hanging up that phone. Let's see what we can figure out here. That's just, to me, that, like you said, it's there's risk reward for both sides. Like, okay, you do the thing with Toronto, I don't know, go there if nobody's left.
Right.
Right? Like, where can he go where they could, because you're going to have to gut your roster in some fashion for him. Where can he go where the Nets are happy with the haul they get? Because ultimately, you got to remember that the Nets control this. But in the end, Kevin Durant has to say, yeah, I'll go there. So who's on that list? To me, it's like Golden State, Phoenix, and Miami, probably. I can't think of anybody else who could have assets that could get Kevin Durant to join them if they have to make a big trade for him.
Yeah, I think that narrows it down and puts into perspective where the Warriors might stand in these hypothetical trade discussions. As both of you said, a history shaping.
Hey, can you put an emphasis on the word that you just said? Hypothetical,
yes.
That's what's going on now.
With, oh, man, this is what they're going to do. And Papa said that they're going to get Ben Simmons.
Why not? If they got to dump Ben Simmons and I'm giving them Jordan Poole, I want KD and Ben Simmons. And then I'll give you that shipment the other way. You know, what I would like to know and is Sean, what offers Sean Marks is getting offered to him. And the bottom line, he has to identify, and it may take 3-4 teams to trade and not just a 2-team trade. You may have to, you know, make a Billy Bean baseball trade and get other people involved. But if you have a wish list of who you want to get as far as young talent in the NBA, that's what you're looking to get is 4 or 5 of those guys for KD.
Well, keep an eye on Indiana, whether it's for Kevin Durant or whether it's for Russell Westbrook. Keep an eye on Indiana because, you know, I think that they are still open to gutting some salary. Miles Turner is somebody to keep an eye on. Buddy Hield, like, I think they would love to move them both to knock down a large chunk of salary. You saw they moved Brogdon, and last season they moved Sabonis. I don't think they're done. So if the Russell thing breaks down with the Nets, don't be surprised if Indiana gets involved and says, hey, you know, what about Miles Turner for, you know, and maybe Buddy Hield for Westbrook, right? I talked to Darvin Ham about Westbrook, and he said they've had some great conversations, and he knows how to use him in a light that's going to be productive and positive, right? Which I think Darvin Ham certainly has the coaching acumen to make that happen and talent to make that happen. But I don't know if the Lakers have the patience to see what Darvin can do with him. So if they can't get Kyrie, and if you think about the injuries that, you know, Anthony Davis has had to add a big like Turner and to add some shooting like Buddy Hield, you know, if they can't get Kyrie, like keep an eye on that. But I don't think Indiana's done, and they have the ability to be a third team in a potential big trade, whether it's Durant or Kyrie or something else.
A fascinating breakdown, and like you said, Mark, of the hypotheticals here involved. So Mark Spears, senior NBA writer for Anscape, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your time with us today.
Hey, man, I'm hoping Pop gets his wish, boy. I know he'll go crazy at that.
You want Ben coming back the other way? Get Ben the other way?
Hey, I'm – believe it or not,
younger,
man,
too. He's younger.
Bob, the Ben Simmons and in a Warriors system, it will have a similar impact that Wiggins had in this system. So
ability to guard, and then he has this will be a perfect place
for him.
Without a question.
And he lives in L.A. in the offseason, and his brother-in-law actually used to play for that team that used to be in Oakland, a football player, Michael Bush.
Yeah.
That's his brother-in-law. Yeah, so he's quite familiar with this area.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. Mark, thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate it.
All right. Take care now.
Thank you, Spears. Right. Let's get Ben Simmons as well. I want KD and Ben Simmons.
Yeah, there you go. Greg Papa, your Golden State Warriors assistant general manager.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did. Then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.